It's come out pretty much thanks to yours truly and a few insider contacts that Alex Jones in Hawaii in January 2017 married a prostitute, a call girl from Austin named Anya, and one he has been seeing since 2012, 2013 at least. And the reason for the divorce from Kelly Violet Nichols and the loss of his three children, of the custody of his three children, and the homewrecker, prostitute. That's what they do, historically. But this guy, a liar, a coward, a real POS with tiny little schoolgirl arms on a big fat... Like, almost, the guy reminds me of a giant toad that can blow up his under chin into a big ball back and forth like that. That's what this guy is, Alex Jones. He's a total fraud, a liar, and one of the biggest cowards in the world. Very cowardly. He's basically worse than a bitch. We're going to play a little bit of him here. But we know now why his wife hired 20 different medical professionals in the field of psychology and sexual deviancy, etc., to explain to the court what Alex Jones is really all about, which is a homosexual whoremonger. He likes both men and women, and perhaps animals, just like Charlie Sheen, his buddy. And she found out about his lifestyle, and she got a divorce, and she took the children and more than half of the community property in disgust from this big fat lying toad. Okay, that's the truth of it. Now there's some asshole named Stu Webb and his punk ass sidekick Glenn Kennedy that blamed Leanne McAdoo as the reason, but those guys are stupid pieces of shit, and I might let you know that their Christian claim is also what they are. They're Christians and they're prayer warriors and all of this other nonsense. What they are charlatans, frauds who just make stuff up. And they got this one, of course, totally wrong. Had nothing to do with Leanne McAdoo. And I'm the first one to criticize Leanne McAdoo, but in this case, she had nothing to do with Alex Jones getting a divorce from Kelly Nichols. So, just so you know that. Alex Jones is a liar. Alex Jones is a piece of filth. And we'll play this latest... Oh, by the way, it was reported in New York Times that Alex Jones claimed Donald Trump called him after the election saying he was going to, in a couple weeks, come back on the show and thank the listeners personally. That was November of 2016. Here we are, March of 2017, about 5 months later, and nothing has happened. Trump has not appeared on InfoWars or any of Alex Jones' stupid platforms. Alex Jones made it up because he's a sociopathic liar, whoremonger, and a homosexual. Okay? Let's continue here with this fraud's statement.
Get the veterans. This time you're not having to cover your face up because it was a bad commander-in-chief. He might go after you, active duty or whatever. Now you're just supporting your oath to...
Little T-Rex arms.
The Constitution of America.
He's a sissy.
...and defend the elected commander-in-chief when he's under globalist attack. I mean, this is the big fight for America right now. That isn't hype. It's so...
Let's just say anybody could kick his ass. Let's put it that way.
Big. I can't even come up with words to describe how epic this moment is and how out of control all this is. There's good things happening, there's bad things happening, but this is the heart of the battle for our republic into the future.
And I make money off of this so I can give it all to prostitutes at $400 an hour. That's what he was paying the broad. Okay? We have her reviews from customers. You know, they put it reviews now on prostitutes on the internet. And we have the reviews of her. Anya. Okay? That's her hooker name.
Country based on low taxes, private property, religious freedom, open society.
Yeah, and open prostitutes. Let's fast forward here a little bit.
And so they're not even on the threat list because they're not. That shows you how alien these globalists are that have seen... Islam's not working with Saudi Arabia, you're getting it, okay? But he can't announce he's under such incredible attack and surrounded. because Trump is strong, and he needs to look strong, but we have to cover his back because he's the real deal.
By shooting our mouths off, we feel that we're protecting him or something on my radio show. I mean, it's, how ridiculous can you get? He doesn't listen to you. It doesn't matter about your listeners. They don't do anything. They can't do anything. They're a bunch of do-nothings. He listens to Mark Levin. Okay? He doesn't listen to your fat, lying, sweaty ass.
That's why every powerful, evil group out there hates him. Because they want to make us poor to control us, folks. It's their own admissions. I'll see you back tomorrow, Lord willing, with big...
We have his wife's admission in the court documents. Okay? It's admitted in the documents. All of these psychologists, MDs, psychiatrists, all of these different experts who work with people who have sexual problems to the point where it goes criminal. Okay? And that's essentially what happened with Alex Jones. He's a very sick man, very disturbed. He calls himself on the air a sexual creature. See, no one in their right mind calls themselves that, okay? Except someone with a mental disorder. Now, I think the guy should be in a hospital someplace being attended by some very nice men in white coats. The guy's actually, you know, clinically a very sick person who needs some serious help. But because of his little follower group has got him convinced that he could do no wrong, he's going to continue to alienate himself from his children, etc. When they grow up, his children are going to realize what a piece of feces their father really is and what he did to their mother, and they're going to hate him for it. Mark my words. Alex Jones, you lying piece of shit. Call yourself a Christian. You don't even know what the meaning of the word is, you lying sack of feces. Your children, when they grow up and they learn and they understand what you did to their mother, they're going to hate you. And that hate is what you brought upon yourself, you piece of shit.